needs to be have enough hand.
I'm in charge of this meeting.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I really enjoy that.
Oh.
Where's my
Troy,
coffee?
You're such a dear. I didn't get to see what you're doing.
I'll get this man some coffee. Hey, I'll get some coffee. I just
Troy
smell
is
it.
Just such a special kid. Yeah, we really
all of a sudden he'll show up.
What's happening is the bill was not referred, had not been read across to us yet, and we're going to, after this, we're going to need a meeting to adjourn and call a chair to the bill that's read across.
At Bridgeport, he did the phone, and he reorganized that whole thing and set
up. I don't think we need to. We don't have to have a quorum to convene the meeting.
But he thinks when he does things.
Yeah.
Hey, well, when this meeting's... when this meeting's over, we'll come down and get you.
If they don't have something to do, they stand there like a block.
Let Georgiana know, and then we'll all come up here, start the tape, and then shut it off.
Something. He was a tremendous help to me.
Unless you're going somewhere.
Because I was working telling Gaston Paul Dillon, and the two of them, I mean, it was...
Okay, if we need you, we'll come and get the finance. How's that?
If I'm not in my office, I'll get...
Troy was just such a help to me.
Hudson will take care of it, thanks.
And I saw him the other day here in the building. Now, are they still living out in the condos in...
out there by the ferry?
Oil and gas meeting goes to order. May 18th, President, Representative Carney, Chairman Hudson, Vice Chairman Chokep. We have with us today committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 46, oil and gas, related to the Oil and Gas Association. Senator Pierce, prime sponsor of the bill, is here with you. State your name and address for the record. Telephone number, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I am Drew Pierce. I represent Senate District G in Anchorage. That's Turnagain, Sand Lake, Spinard. And you have before you Senate Bill 46. I appreciate your hearing it in such a timely manner. In your packet is an investigative report done by our State of Alaska Office of the Ombudsman. It was in response to a complaint filed by an employee of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. There has been some ongoing concern about the lack of staffing and resources, and also the lack by the commission itself of attention to some of the testing programs that by statute are the mandate of the AOGCC. In response to the audit, I introduced this bill. It's just a very small piece of the all the different parts of the Ombudsman's report. But what this does simply is say that the chair of the AOGCC cannot succeed himself or herself. That does not mean they cannot be reappointed to the commission. They just can't continue being chair. They also would be able to be chair again after someone else had been. So it just keeps them from succeeding one another. Had a case in the past where one person was chair for a very long period of time. Very strong-willed person, and the commission had so much autonomy and was so pretty much unrelated from the legislative process that we probably didn't have as much oversight as we should have. So this is in response, and Mr. Fowler is here to speak to you also.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the committee? The record should reflect we've been joined by Mama Phillips. Mr. Fowler, I see you're signed up to testify. Could you join us, please?
Turn on the record.
And that's M-A-M-A.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Duncan Fowler. I'm the Ombudsman for the State of Alaska. Frankly, Senator Pierce did a very good job of summarizing that bill, and this bill does reflect some concerns that we had in our investigation. And also, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee just issued a report. And I brought some extra copies if any of you have not received this. And I think there's a certain amount of applicability of this bill to helping fulfill some of the concerns that were raised here as well. So I'd be happy to respond to any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Fowler? Could I have a motion, please?
I move that we pass this bill out with individual recommendations.
Any problems with this?
I was glad for your report because that's,
CS, responsive substitute for Senate Bill 46, move from committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you, guys.
Can we have a brief at ease, please? Good.